You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Another story about travel this week. All those airport passengers will be hotly contested business for rideshare and taxi drivers. And airport curbs are one of the big battlefields in the fight between car services. Many airports don't actually allow Uber and Lyft to pick up passengers at the curb, including Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta, which the FAA says is the nation's busiest airport. But the Atlanta city government and airport officials could soon end that ban. Johnny Kaufman from WABE rode with drivers from both camps to learn what's at stake.
Scott Ledford got the cabbie gene.
Probably. I kind of have it in my blood.
He says his grandfather founded Atlanta's Checker Cab Company. His father worked there, and now his cousins run the business. Ledford drove me to Atlanta's airport during rush hour. At the curb, passengers wait for friends, family, and sometimes Uber drivers, but not taxis. Ledford and other cabbies have to wait in a line nearby.
People flag me or walk up to me all the time and say, hey, can I get a cab? I tell them, I say, I get big trouble for picking y'all up here.
Right now, it's also illegal for rideshare drivers to pick up passengers along the curb. Lyft drivers tend to stay away from the airport because the pink mustaches on their cars give them away. But some Uber drivers still stop for passengers there. That bugs Ledford. And he's worried if the rules change, there would be traffic jams.
See, and it gets crowded when it's real busy. And for them to come in here too, it really would add to the congestion.
If I could pick them up from the airport, that's all I'd do.
That's Uber driver Denise Edwards.
The other runs, I wouldn't do them.
She says she'd make around $150 extra a day if she was allowed to pick up passengers at the airport.
If they open the airport for us to go out there, I can make, oh my God, within 4 hours, I'm done.
But taxi driver Ledford says if that happens, he's worried the whole ride service industry would go under. He says there would just be too many drivers at the airport, one of the best places in Atlanta to meet passengers.
Uber's hired so many drivers, it's going to be hard for anybody to make any money.
Many of those Uber drivers, like Edwards, aren't on the road as much as a typical cabbie. She's a stay-at-home mom who lives near Atlanta's airport.
See, it's so close to home for me. I won't have to go that far. I won't have to take as many trips as I do. I'll be fine. I'll be just fine.
Airports in some cities have special zones where Uber drivers can meet passengers. Then, they block the app from everywhere else at the airport. Edwards says that would slow things down even more.
I think they should keep it the way it is. Don't put a area for the Uber people. Just let it be fair game. Whoever they call and whoever get there, that's who you go with.
Joseph Sweeterman is a transportation professor at DePaul University in Chicago. He says if Atlanta officials allow rideshare drivers to make pickups at the airport, there'll be more congestion. But
I think a lot of people are saying that, you know, a little congestion at the airport is a small price to pay for giving people that demand-responsive service that gives them a better experience.
And city officials say passengers are the priority. That means cabbie and Uber drivers could end up in long lines when Atlanta and airport officials decide on new rules in the coming months. The cabbie, Scott Ledford, seems prepared for whatever comes.
Got to make it work for all of us, I guess, somehow. We're all going to find our place in this world.
The question is whether rideshare drivers or cabbies will have a harder time finding their place and their passengers. In Atlanta, I'm Johnny Kaufman for Marketplace.